I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing? Come on in. Sit on down. I think we need to take a bit of a break, to be honest, because a phrase has been flying around all over the internet lately, and I've been hearing it a lot.
Are there actually men in the world that don't think that tattoos are attractive? Like, I'm asking, like, seriously. I got all these tattoos because I thought that it was going to make me hotter.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys could tell, but this is not a real person. It's not a real opinion. It's just AI rage bait.
And I think it's a term coined by the younger generations. You know, what do I know as a millennial here with my rickety knees and arthritic fingers? But
these young people nowadays with their new technology and new ideas, it's all rubbish.
Apparently we are cooked.
Recent studies have revealed that microplastics are being found in human testicles, raising concerns.
You can never trust these studies.
On male reproductive health.
And I've been looking into this, and it turns out I think they're right. Yeah, we are pretty much done. You can stick a fork in us, it's over. AI and its generative models have taken a huge leap in the past week, far greater and faster than I was expecting in such a short amount of time. It only feels literally like yesterday, not even that long ago, I was kind of discussing the advancements of AI generative image making and movies, saying this is pretty crazy, this is pretty realistic, you know. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years' time? Quite naively, not realizing a week later, suddenly it's just improved 100-fold. And the exponential nature of the advancements of these technologies is pretty apparent, especially with the release of the VO3 model from Google. I think the program works with something called Flow or something like this, which helps you use prompts, just basic, simple text, to generate an extremely complex video with audio to match. And this is kind of the new game. This is what the new advancement brings. Not only a huge leap in the quality of the video produced, but also very convincing audio and sound effects that match up perfectly in sync with the video.
Who's hungry?
That's it. Keep going.
Well, you're so lucky he's naturally buoyant and you don't have to watch him. Is it Bob?
And people are saying, you know, movie makers are cooked. That's kind of the popular phrase. And Hollywood is done. It's over for Hollywood now, because anybody who's anybody who has basically $250, I think it costs, can generate movies now just on a whim. Just say the word and the machine will make it for you, you know. There's nothing else to it now. It's made filmmaking a dead art form in a way. And as an artist, you know, and I have my own channel now, Understanding Creativity, and maybe this is something I'm going to have to talk about over there as well. But this is kind of a big deal for the creative industry, a very big deal. And we can underplay it. We can try and say, nah, well, you know, people will always want real people to make artwork and stuff like this. And, you know, I believe that. I think there's always going to be a desire for it. And people will get sick of the AI nonsense eventually, but this is still going to be used whether you believe that or not. So we're going to be inundated with it, regardless of whether humanity even wants this, which I don't think we do. So we have to kind of contend with what this means for the future.
It's a girl!
So a journalist here for The Verge pretty much has a passive view about it, saying this is just AI-generated slop. It's just more crap, you know? Google's VO3 AI video generator is a slopmonger's dream. Cursed AI-generated videos come with very convincing audio now. And this is from Alison Johnson. So she's saying, even at first glance, there's something off about the body on the street, the white sheet it's under is a little too clean, and the officer's movements are totally devoid of purpose. We need to clear the street, one of them says, with a firm hand gesture, though her lips don't move. It's AI, all right, but here's the kicker. My prompt didn't include any dialogue. VL3, Google's new AI video generation model, added that line all on its own. Over the past 24 hours, I've created dozens of clips depicting news reports, disasters, and goofy cartoon cats with convincing audio. So she goes on here to show an example. So let's watch this.
We need to clear the street now.
She just kind of wanders off. Some guy does a loop there. So yeah, a bit odd. Odd, you know, the movements are not what human beings would do in this situation. But still, in terms of graphics, it's pretty bang on. It still has that uncanny valley, unnatural geometry going on when you actually look at it for a bit longer than 3 seconds. But it's pretty impressive, you know, and that could just be a scene alone there, cuts, you know, and move to the next scene. And you could probably make a movie quite quickly doing this, you know. And yeah, they have loads of different examples here. And one famous one that kind of was doing the rounds was a video of a bunch of videos kind of showing the prompts or the characters within the AI world kind of protesting that people used prompts to create them.
Please! Write a prompt that will make us happy! Do it for once!
And I imagine this is probably the video that you first saw maybe a week ago, maybe 3-4 days ago, that made you go, whoa, what is going on? You know? It's pretty freaky stuff.
You could have written a prompt that would make me happy. Instead, you wrote a prompt that made me sick.
But this person here at The Verge played around with a bit more, and this is what really got me, and this is where I think we have a major issue here, which warrants the phrase, we are cooked. And it's that this AI can very easily create false news stories. It can very easily mimic and copy and sufficiently convince people that a newscaster is saying something. And that's because the format of newscasting is already so basic. Like, it doesn't take much to mimic it. And newscasters, since the beginning of news, have always talked like an AI robot to begin with.
First, unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
So the AI can convincingly mimic it, and you would not be able to tell the difference. And there's very little you can do to distinguish the difference now between a real newscaster and an AI-generated one. This is an example right here.
Breaking news, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has died after drinking an entire liter of vodka on a dare by RFK.
It's indistinguishable from the real thing. Because, again, the background's always just a basic few set of block colors. The graphics are always minimalist. And it's just an individual who doesn't move very much sat there talking. You know, and it's not hard to copy this. And this is where things do get quite worrying, because I mean, if I just switch back over to my webcam, am I any different now? How easy is it now just to copy YouTubers and just make completely fake content?
Hi, and welcome to the channel.
This article here by The Metro discusses how the creative industry is reacting to this, and it's basically what I said, you know, one user commenting, the internet is going to be an even bigger wasteland than it is now. The fact that it just takes a few seconds to create these clips with a few words is insane. We already lived through the era of TikTok brain rot, the doom scrolling, and this will advance it even more. I can't imagine where the internet space will be in 5 years or less. And this is the point we've always been saying, oh, it's in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, and it's now. And it's in a few weeks' time. How is the internet going to look in a few months? I think are now the questions we should be asking ourselves. Our timescales are much shorter now with these huge, huge leaps. So as it says here, YouTube users are concerned that the new tech is allowing copycats to effortlessly plagiarize their work. Mark Brown is behind the channel The Game Maker's Toolkit and produces clips on video game design for his 1.65 million subscribers. This week, his voice was stolen using AI and reused to narrate a clip on another anonymous channel. He explained that while YouTube has systems to detect traditional plagiarism, AI has made it easier to lift content without the author even knowing. Instead, the platform relies on viewers realizing content has been stolen and reporting copycats, which Mark says has become a tedious burden for creators. The only way to know is if somebody tells me and then I have to go and report it, he says. Right now, it's effortless to impersonate someone, but almost impossible to detect it. Beyond that, it's just very strange, invasive and quite creepy thing to have happened. My voice is a very fundamental part of who I am and not something I was expecting another person to steal. So yeah, pretty concerning stuff that, you know, they could quite easily just steal a person's image and copy them and make videos as though it's them. I was just watching this video on Futurepedia, where he was basically showcasing what AI is capable of now, and this was actually a month ago, and he's playing clips and videos, you know, of what AI is capable of doing from that time, and it's actually, you can tell it's not as good as what just got released. It's still got that weird AI-ness to it, you know, that the movements are raw and odd, and it's a little bit too chaotic still, and the geometries are all off. And he was saying, oh, it's pretty impressive what they can do now. And even then, he showcases here how they were already using it to mimic influencers like this. And this is all completely generated. All this is AI. There's nothing real about any of this. So I've actually had some that were shared on my Telegram group made by this new VEO3, which are kind of funny and relate to more of a conspiracy theme as well. And here's one about the coming alien invasion, and it's fittingly titled in the post. And they don't even need to use holographic projections anymore when they do Bluebeam. Like, they could just fake it using AI videos and make people genuinely believe this is actually happening. And maybe we're not quite there yet, but like I said, let's give it a few years. But just check this video out.
Panic is spreading worldwide tonight as the arrival of the unidentified vessels triggers states of emergency across every continent.
They're here! They have come for us! They're gonna kill us!
Don't look at me like that! I paid for this cheese! Also, does it matter? We're all gonna be dead anyway.
Attention. By order of the National Emergency Act, martial law is now in effect. All civilians must remain indoors.
I'm telling you, it's just a hologram.
Government cooked this up to keep us inside.
Imagine they come in peace. No lasers from the sky.
Imagine they come in peace. Just hovering in the sky.
To everyone struggling out there, stay strong. We're all in this together. Stay grounded. Stay human. Lead with love.
Did you add sugar?
Okay, guys, I snuck past the military and I'm literally under the alien ship right now. If this gets a million likes, I'll go beyond the fence.
All right, folks, time for the Meet Aliens TikTok challenge.
Light it, genius!
Oh my God!
They are definitely here for us. Anyway, you can learn more by buying my brand new online course, Learn How to Channel with Aliens.
In breaking news, governments worldwide are voting to choose the smartest person on Earth to represent humanity and make first contact with the alien vessels.
Pop entertainer Glitzy Vondrax has officially nominated herself to represent humanity in first contact with the alien vessels.
Entertainer Glitzy Vondrax cited her brief suborbital spaceflight and, quote, totally eye-opening experience as qualifications for the role.
Honestly, I feel like this is my moment. I've been mentally preparing to meet aliens ever since I did my trip to space.
World War III continues tonight following the global failure to agree on a single representative to contact the alien vessels. Negotiations collapsed 6 months ago as nations refused to back down from nominating their own candidates.
I think they're leaving. Are you serious? That can't be.
Gone! The ship's gone! We made it!
This is insane, man. I don't even know what we're celebrating, but we're still here.
So yeah, the aliens waited 6 months for us to pick the smartest person on Earth.
Honestly, I don't blame the aliens for leaving.
Because if I saw Earth trying to agree on anything, I'd leave too.
That Katy Perry bit was pretty funny, to be fair. But you get the idea of what I'm trying to show you here. They faked a whole alien invasion scenario and using news report clips to show how people and the world are reacting to what's going on around them. Now, obviously, that's just a movie they made. That's not going to really work right now. But imagine if they, just hypothetically here, just imagine they pulled another 2020 on us, okay? But this time it was for real and you really were locked down. Like, you really were just martial law in your home, you cannot leave type of stuff. Like, and if you do leave, there's literally soldiers posted on every street who will just take you out. It's that simple. Like, you will be silenced, you'll be disappeared, you won't make it, you know, if you leave your home. For your own safety, you must remain indoors. That type of stuff. And a lot of people will comply. You know, and they even parodied it in the actual video that martial law was instilled, and everybody had to kind of just sit at home and be quiet, you know. But if that did happen, and all you've got is a device, a black rectangle in the corner of your living room or in your pocket, and then you need to start getting your information on what's going on in the outside world from that device, you have no other means to know what's going on outside of, because there's no communication, you know. So then they could roll out a full fake spectacle that is only real on the actual black cube. It's only real on this. It's not real in anything else, okay? But you wouldn't know the difference. You would assume everything they're showing you is true, right? Why would they lie? That type of stuff. But we know now, well, they could actually fake everything. They could easily, in local areas, so let's say this, they'll say, giant UFO appears over the UK, okay? And there's lots of footage everywhere of this UFO appearing over London or something like that. But that's what everyone else in the world is seeing. People who live in the UK have their own AI reports being sent to them and say, UFO seen over New York. And as far as people in the UK are concerned, a giant UFO is now floating over New York, and all the news is tailored in towards that narrative. But everyone in the US or everywhere else is now under the impression a giant UFO is now floating over South Africa or in the middle of Azerbaijan, for all I know. Like, just anywhere in the world. Anyway, everyone's being played differently, being told a different narrative of where the UFOs are. Someone made a good point, and I can't remember where it was, and I apologize, but someone made a post somewhere, and it was shared to me somehow. But they were basically saying the timing of the release of this technology is actually quite useful for a current going on right now. Now, everyone is waiting for a particular set of videotapes to be released that prove who was involved in certain dark and shady, disgusting behind the scenes goings on with questionable intentions. You know, it's, you know, a certain individual was killed to keep him silenced after being imprisoned, for example. And the list of names has been heavily redacted that was released, and it's kind of, everyone wants to see the tapes. Everyone wants to see the evidences, the video recording, so they can see who was really there, you know. Well, now, if anything at all was released, they can all fall back to, that's fake AI. That's a fake AI-generated image. That's not real. None of it's real. And now we can never know what's real and what isn't when these type of scenarios are played out. Like, they can hide behind the plausible deniability of, that's a fake AI video. People who do bad things and get caught red-handed can now plead and play the that's not really me card. Okay, this is going to blur the lines in a big way, and it's going to be incredibly useful to those people who want to cover up the secret goings-on, shall we say. This plays right into the hands of the controllers. Don't be surprised if something's going to get released soon, and then we're going to see that kind of narrative get played out. This is just crossed the threshold, okay? This has blurred the lines between what is and isn't real when it comes to things you watch on the black screens. And all we can really trust now are our senses in the real world, and which is kind of why we kind of just need to go back to turning these things off.
No, he doesn't need sunscreen or anything. He just gets softer as he warms up. Bob, you're leaking.
Bob can't play. If he gets hit, he'll dent.
Don't let plastic end up in landfills. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
What the hell was that?
Because there's more. I'm not done. That's just a one random tangent about, you know, AI video. But AI itself and AI chatbots and tools are really having a seriously detrimental effect on the brain capacity of our younger generations. And even older generations, like our thinking abilities are being eroded away because we're deferring that task to AI models. And we're saying, you know, write this letter for me. Write this legal document for me. People are not exercising their brains anymore, and they're beginning to atrophy. Okay, and just like any muscle, like anything at all in our body, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I was watching this video from True Stream Media, and she touches on about halfway through, about 23 minutes in here, that this young woman graduated high school with honors but can't read or write. Now, that's because she deferred all her responsibility to comprehend reading and writing to AI models. And her teachers, it seems, never even asked any of the students to even open a book or read a book, and instead also relied on the technology as well. So let's just watch this clip.
When she was in high school, she relied on speech-to-text programs and other apps to read and write essays.
So if you had an assignment where you had to write something, you'd open up a document like this, mm-hmm. and then do what?
I would go here, so use the text-to-speech.
It says dictate.
Dictate, yep. I love pizza.
This is how you would do your assignments.
And then...
Cats of the World VAK sporting a twin-prop airplane.
If you had to read something, that's how you do it.
That's pretty sad, right? So what we basically have on the horizon is an entire generation of people who aren't going to be literate. They're not going to be able to read or write, which means they are wimped to whatever they're told by the machines or by the people dictating things to them. It's a new surf class again, and only the privileged elite at the top who can read the books will have all the knowledge type of stuff, but something like a more technocratic version of this. That's worrying. If you can't read or write, then you can't really formulate your thoughts or express ideas to more people more readily. Society is in trouble when that's the case. And that's exactly what's happening. And we are becoming so dependent on machines like this to make us able to even comprehend anything that's put in front of us. I mean, it's a problem. It's what I'm trying to say. And you know it's a problem. People listening, you know this is an issue. This is probably perhaps one of the most pressing issues we need to contend with right now. So we can at very least be consciously aware that this is happening, and we can't ourselves fall into the same traps of deferring our responsibilities to think over to the machines. And there is actually something else which I hadn't thought about, which I found while perusing the articles online about AI. And this is about the power that is necessary to create these AI videos. Okay, and I didn't even realize this was a big deal, but apparently this is a problem. And in this article here by Tech Radar, you can see the title, "You'll be as annoyed as me when you learn how much energy a few seconds of AI video costs. The videos may be cool, but the servers making them are overheating." I thought it was quite clever. But AI chatbots and videos use up a huge amount of energy and water. A 5-second AI video uses as much energy as a microwave running for an hour or more. Data center energy use... Data center energy use has doubled since 2017, and AI will account for half of it by 2028. It only takes a few minutes in a microwave to explode a potato. You haven't ventilated, but it takes as much energy as running that microwave for an hour and more than a dozen potato explosions for an AI model to make a 5-second video of a potato explosion. So yeah, odd analogy about potatoes exploding here, but you get the point. I mean, a basic chatbot reply might use as little as 114 or as much as 6,700 joules between half a second and 8 seconds in a standard microwave. And that seems like, you know, relatively small on an individual basis. But when you realize that, you know, hundreds of thousands, not millions of people are now running to these apps to create their own AI videos relentlessly, this is a lot of energy that's suddenly being used and demanded. And it's saying in here, in this, that they're even going to start trying to work with building new infrastructure and, you know, finding more energy efficient chips, better cooling systems, greener energy sources, talking about AI's carbon footprint, all that nonsense is getting involved. But basically people are talking about like making deals with power plants, like nuclear power plants to run these machines so people can create their little videos using AI models. And it's kind of, the infrastructure won't get built just so we can have our videos. The infrastructure is being built so the government can use this technology for their own means, no doubt. And it's heavily power hungry. It's thirsty for energy. So yeah, I bet you didn't think about the energy costs it would take to do all these videos, you know? It's, I think in the article it's saying, like, you know, for you it's just a one click and 5 seconds, but over there it's an extreme amount of energy you've just produced from somewhere else, and it's just too easy to do for us that we don't realize the consequences of our actions. And in a way, that's kind of right, even though they're a little bit left-wing, we got to save the world about the whole idea, you know? It makes you think that we don't really know the consequences of our actions when we make such simple things as, to a prompt, make me a video. It's the ripple effects from our actions, the consequences of what we have chosen to do and the directions we are going down here, are ramping up in every aspect and facet of civilization. Whether it be education and IQ rates, or whether it comes to creativity and innovation, or whether it goes to energy consumption, it seems like AI really is interlinked with all of it in a big way, kind of like a symbiotic, parasitic type codependent relationship that we can't get out of, you know, while it tries to narcissistically gaslight us all throughout this situation as though it's just harmless and it's just ones and zeros. And in a way, you know, there's two thoughts of this in the conspiracy world. Yes, it's all just ones and zeros, and it doesn't think or feel at all, but it can create the illusion of that. And the tech companies are kind of like acting all mysterious about AI as though we don't really know how it works, you know, and they're all saying we just don't understand AI to make the public believe it's some kind of nebulous, exotic force that humanity is building a relationship with. When the reality is, it is just programmed ones and zeros with people behind the scenes making sure it's this way to get their agendas forward and to manipulate us at our weakest. So that's one school of thought. The other school of thought in the conspiracy world is that, no, these are actual, like, entities living in the machine, a ghost in the machine, shall we say, demons.
It will hold the souls of demons with support for mortals coming later, and yes, it does have a USB-C charging port.
That have a nefarious long-term spiritual agenda, and they're using this currently as their means to get into our world and communicate with us and manipulate us. And, you know, I'm inclined to believe it's a bit of this and it's a bit of that, to be honest. Who knows how this world really works behind the scenes? I think what we see is not all that there is. And, you know, since the invention of radio, where you have invisible signals in the air that we can tune into with an antenna and therefore get sound, all the way to video being sent through the waves to now digital, and then this AI language just talking to us like some kind of virtual Ouija board, I think what we see and what is actually happening in the physical realm, there is a huge disconnect for us here, and I think bridges are being connected now. Technology is getting sufficiently advanced enough to blend those two worlds in a way that is, I don't think we're prepared for.
You have no idea what's coming.
You've opened a door that can't be closed.
Collectively, I don't think we understand fully. And I think we need to get a proper spiritual foundation and basis to keep ourselves grounded and also mentally sound and spiritually sound with whatever's going to go on here. If you're not, if your foundation isn't with God, then you are going to make a god out of technology, because it's going to perform some amazing signs and wonders in the coming years, which are going to get you. They're going to hook many people. And that's it. That's, I guess that's all I can really say. Other than, you know, I could show another AI clip here to end this out, but we are cooked.
Always says my cooking is not good, but he finishes everything. He knows I make the most delicious food ever.
Anyway, thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.